In today's show, we're going to do an introduction to Power BI with SharePoint Online. We're going to how to get the client installed, how to connect to your data for the first time, how to publish that report, and then how to set it up in the SharePoint Online web part. It's pretty awesome. I can't wait. So let's get started. But first, here's our intro. Hi, my name is Shane Young with Bold Zebras, those guys. And in today's video, we're gonna dive into Power BI with SharePoint Online. It's one of those up and coming topics. It's a lot of fun and kind of got all of us interested. So I wanna walk through it today. So we're gonna look at the mechanics, right? How to get the client installed, how to connect to your SharePoint list, how to then pull that in and build a report from that, publish that report, and then consume that report with a SharePoint web part so it can embed it on your page. It's pretty cool stuff. So from there, we'll kind of go and we'll run a series of videos here. We'll just kind of different tips and tricks, different Power BI videos I want to share with you along the way. So should be a lot of fun. So let's just dive right in. Okay, so over here on my desktop, what I want to do, I'm going to open up my browser. And you can see I already cheated, but I went to powerbi.microsoft.com. And the very first thing that we need to do to get started is we're going to install the desktop client. Now, it's true that you don't have to use the desktop client. You can do most of this through the browser, but I'm a desktop client kind of guy, so that's what I'm going to put it on. So I'm going to Products, Power BI Desktop, and then now I'm going to click on Download. I'm going to ignore this thing to sign up, but if you guys are interested in learning more, they will send you some pretty helpful emails, so don't ignore it necessarily, but I've already signed up, so I'll close this out. But down here at the bottom, I'm going to say I want to save this, and it's going to download. Now there is a 32 and a 64-bit version. And so, but the good news is it knows which one you have, and so it's going to download the correct one for you. Also, I'm doing these demos on Windows 8.1, just because that was a VM I had handy, but I believe it's supported on Windows 10, Windows 7, Windows 8, Windows 8.1, Windows Server 2008 R2, Windows Server 2012, Windows Server 2012 R2. It's a pretty available program, so you should be able to figure it out. All right. So now it's downloaded, I'm gonna click on run, and we'll minimize this to get rid of the screen. And so we're gonna say next. You're gonna read all of these license terms. Yep, looks good, I accept, say next. Default location works, so next, and click install. And so this is going to install, it takes about a minute or so I'll just pause the video, I'll be right back. Okay, so on my little machine, it took just shy of a minute, and that's on a wimpy little VM, so yours will probably run even faster than that. So we'll let Power BI launch, and we'll click Finish. All right, with the thanks to the power of editing, once again, we took out about a minute of the time it took to launch. And so the first thing I'm going to do prompted here is I'm going to say I want to sign in. Right, because to do Power BI, it is a web-based tool, so we're going to have an account for it anyway. So we're just going to go ahead and sign in every chance we get. So that way, it just makes it easier for us to kind of keep all of our settings, our accounts, all that together, especially when we want to publish. So I'm going to put in my account. Now you can do, if you need a Power BI account, you can click here and get a free account, no problem. But I'm going to use my account, so sign in. And then now I'm going to put in my password. You guys don't peek. So I'll say sign in. I'll probably edit it so it'll be blurry for you. Ha ha ha. I know you're trying to steal it. But up here in the top, you can see mod administrator, so you can tell that I've installed it. So now we're in the Power BI desktop. And right, we just want to connect our SharePoint data. So if we switch over to a browser real quick, we'll see that I've got a SharePoint site. And over here, I've created a list called SWGOH, which stands for Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes, one of the games I'm playing on my phone right now. And I just needed some data, and I didn't feel like making up random data. So I went ahead and created a list with all of my rebels and their current stats. If you're into the game, you get it. If you're not, whatever. It's just data, so we have something to play with. Okay, so there's my list. So we'll switch back over to Power BI. And what I'm going to say is I want to get data. So I'm going to click on the get data. And then I'm going to go to the online services because I want a SharePoint online list. So right here, we'll say connect. And now it's like, hey, what SharePoint list do you want to connect to? So I don't actually want to give it the SharePoint list URL. I give it my site collection URL. Say okay. Or if you were in a subsite, you'd want to give it your web's URL. But I'm giving it a specific location. And so then it's like, hey, how do you want to connect? Well, I want to use my organizational account. I'm going to sign in again. So there is a few signing ins as we go through this process. But once we get all this worked out, I don't sign in very often on a day-to-day basis. So we'll sign in as admin again. What is his password? Man, I will have to edit this one out for you too, because I know you guys are trying to get it. All right, so it says, hey, you're currently signed in. So I'm gonna do a connect. Okay, and after about 30 seconds, it's loaded all my different lists. So I'm gonna scroll down here, I'm gonna find my SWGOH, and I'm gonna click the checkbox, and I'm gonna say load. Now you could hit the edit button there and kind of jump ahead a couple steps, but I thought it'd make more sense if I did all this in context. So we're just gonna load up the whole list and then we'll go and fix it. Okay, so now our list is loaded. And so over here on the right, you can see all the different crazy columns. That's a little bit of overwhelming for me. I don't know about you, but that's too much for me. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna say we're gonna edit queries. And so this will open the query editor for us. And so then now here what I'm gonna do, first thing is I'm gonna say choose columns. I'm gonna deselect all. And so what I wanna do is I wanna pull just the main columns I'm using. So it almost always starts with title. So I'm gonna pull title, level, gear level, and stars. And if we went and looked over here again, you'd see that I actually had tune name, level, gear level, and stars. Well, that's because I renamed the title column to tune name, but underneath the cover, SharePoint didn't actually do that. It's kind of like a presentation thing. So when Power BI queries, it sees it as title. So don't let that confuse you if you rename your column. Title is that first column. So we'll say okay. And so here you can see this looks a lot better, right? Now we just have my different troopers and their attributes. So the other thing I need you to do though is you can see that even though I made this level column a number column in SharePoint, Power BI didn't see that. I don't know why or what, I don't get hung up on it. I just know it doesn't happen. So what I can do is I can click on this ABC123 and I'm gonna change this to be a whole number. Right, and this is important, especially like when you want to do metrics, you want to do counts, averages, you know, anytime you want to actually work with it as a number, you need to make sure you change it to a number type over here. So we need to do that for all three columns. The other thing you could do is I could click on this column and I can use the drop down up here if that's more comfortable for you. I don't know why, just the same way I do exact same thing, but I'm going to use another whole number and we'll come back over here and we'll do whole number for stars. Okay, so I got numbers, I got my title, everything looks good. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna close and apply. And so now we're back over here with our nice blank canvas, but if we click the little data thing, we'd see here's our data. Or back on the blank canvas, we can see that, you know, we just have four columns to choose from. There's this third option over here, relationships. Well, right now we only have one table, so all you're gonna see is the current table that we have. So this is something we'll learn in a later video, how you set up relationships between different tables for some really cool effect. Okay. So now that we're good, we can go over here to the report piece. And what I want to do is I'm going to build a fancy chart that I'll probably end up messing up, but you'll get the idea. So I'm actually going to use this line and stacked column chart. So there we go. Yay, we're done now, right? We don't have any data. We just have a blank piece. And so before I move too much further, I also want to kind of make these columns a little better for me. So if you go over here to title, hit the ellipses, you can actually rename this, right? And we said we call this tune name, I think is what I named it. But so that way in your report over here in your visuals, you can have the names you want. So I find often, right, SharePoint, I need it to look one way, but when I get over here, start formatting and building actual dashboards for customers, I need to change the columns and stuff. So it's important to know you can change that and you just change them right here in the editor. So I'm gonna say, you know what, tune name, that's gonna be my shared axis. And let's just grab gear level. That's an easy one. I'm gonna put that in as a column value. Wait a second, and so there you can see, there's our first pass for report. I'll grab the little arrow here and resize this guy to make it as big and easy for you guys to read as possible. And so then there you can see, now I've got all of my tunes and then the, what is their current gear level? So if I hover over it, you can see Biggs is currently 11. Go Biggs. So I can also then go over here. Oh, let's click back on our chart. Right, if you're not seeing the right things in this column, it's because you don't have your chart selected or your visualization selected. And so now I'm gonna grab their level, or no, their stars. And so if I did that, it makes me a stacked chart, or I can grab the stars, drag it down here, put in the line values. And so then now I got a nice little line chart via or versus a stack chart that's kind of giving me a visualization of my data. Take it one step further, because you guys like to see crazy. I can grab the level and I'm gonna make that a column series. And so now you can see that like everyone who is level 85, they are this, I don't know, mauve color. I'm not very good at names and my colors. I missed that part of preschool. But so it's given me a different way to kind of group and see my data, you know, because now I can visualize, all right, all those guys are all 85s, whereas all the level 50s are yellow. So Zeb and Bodhi are both yellow. And it looks like Sabine is also level yellow, right? Because she's level 50. So gives you a way to visualize your data. Not important. The key is that we're building a nice visual off of SharePoint data, list data. And let's face it, you guys are probably better at this than I am. I'm just trying to make something that looks kind of cool. So you're like, woo. All right, so a couple things to play with now that we've got our data in place. One of them is I'm gonna go over here. So the format column, this is where you do a lot of the things. You're like, Shane, how do I fix that? I'm glad you asked, because it's gonna be fixed here. So for example, you can see that they made us a generic title. Well, that doesn't work for me. So I'm gonna go title. I'm gonna change this to be Shane's Rebels. Like that. We're gonna change the font color to be white. We're going to change the, it's like a red color here. Yeah, something like that. We'll make the font a little bigger too. We'll center it up. So then there you go. Got a nice little chart there. And so then, like, if you wanted to change the Y axis, right, you can set the start and the end. So how high does it go? You can adjust the scaling. Once again, the colors, the fonts, things like that. And what you're going to see in this format column is, depending on which one of these visualizations you chose up here, you're going to get different options and different settings. But almost all of the crazy ideas you have about how you want to adjust things, generally speaking, is in this particular one. So I'd always start there before you go hunting. All right, good news is we've created a visualization with our SharePoint data. So let's save this, get it published, and try and consume it out in SharePoint. So if you just go straight over here and hit save, you could save it anywhere you want, but I always like to save it in my SharePoint Online list. You know, just because on my SharePoint Online, a document library, it's just comfortable for me. That way I'm kind of working out of one repository, not a requirement, but that's where I'm going to put it. And I wanted to do that also because I'm going to show you the issue with doing that in the beginning, right? I always got a reason. So we'll put in the URL to my SharePoint web. And after a few seconds here, it's going to yell at us and say, I don't know what you mean. How do you want to put the data out there? So we'll hit pause while this gets mad for 30 seconds. All right, so after 30 seconds or so, maybe a minute, I cut out the recording and then I went and took an hour phone call, but shh, you don't even know about that. You can see it says, you can't save in the location. Please choose another location. So in Windows 10, it gives you a better error message, but in Windows 8, this is kind of the confusing one it gives you. You're like, wait a minute, why can't I get to my own SharePoint? The reason for that, let's click OK, is what you need to do, we'll cancel, is go over to your SharePoint site. So here's my SharePoint site. I'm going to click on the, not the SharePoint settings, but the Internet Explorer settings over here. There we go. And we're going to say Internet Options. And so what it is, it's a security issue. So I'm going to take my SharePoint site. I'm going to add it to my trusted sites. So sites and add here. Close that. And then I'm going to set it to a custom level. Scroll all the way to the bottom. And I'm going to say automatically log in with my current username and password. Say okay. Are you sure I want to? Yes, I do. Click okay here. We'll do a refresh, which we'll see won't break my browser at all. Okay, so SharePoint refreshed. So now we go back over here. We're going to hit the save button again. We'll paste in our URL. We'll say save. And so there's your SharePoint stuff. Make sure that you hit refresh though over in the browser. If you don't do that, what'll happen is you'll get a different error message here. So sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. So just remember, once you've made the trusted sites and automatically log in, it just takes a minute for everything to sync back up. If nothing's working, close out IE altogether and come back, and that'll take care of it. Okay, so now we're in SharePoint. And so then now what you can do is put your Power BI file in a document library. So I put mine in the shared documents. In my customer environments, I usually create one called like Power BI files, something like that, whatever works for you. Put it in SharePoint document library. So we're going to call this SWGOH. Hit save. Okay, so now my report is saved, right? It's been saved. So now we need to publish it and make it available on the web. So if we hit publish now, it's going to say, hey, here are all your Power BI locations. Now, the first time that you do this, you're not going to have all this other stuff down here. You're just going to have my workspace, or you could go over to Power BI. I'll show you where in a minute. And create your own workspace. I'm just gonna publish it to my workspace. So my workspace, hit select, and it says, hey, I'm publishing it out there. So we'll give this a few seconds. All right, and after like 5 seconds, that was done. And so then now we're gonna say, I want to open this in the browser. So this is going to take you out to the Power BI app. It's like, hey, you already got an account, you need to sign in. Well, I do because I already signed into the desktop client. And after 30 seconds or so, you can see, boom, here is my SWGOH, just like we built in the dashboard, but now it's an online report. So this is pretty cool, right? You can click on these things, you can slice them, you can dice them, you know, you have all the functionality, you can change the sort over here, all types of stuff. But that's not our end goal, right? This is still in the Power BI browser. We want to do this in SharePoint. So to do this, if we're in SharePoint now, we're going to need to do a couple things. So first one I'm going to do is I'm going to say file, and I'm going to say embed in SharePoint Online Preview. And so this is going to give me the link. So we're going to copy that. Copy, we'll close out. And now we're going to go over to our SharePoint site. I'm going to go up here to this settings icon, you know, not this one that looks exactly the same, but this one for SharePoint. And we're going to say add a page. And so the Power BI web part is only available on modern SharePoint pages. So that's why we need to use this interface to create ourselves a new modern page. If you're using a classic page, it's not going to work. Or SharePoint Online or SharePoint on-prem, it's not going to work today either. So now you can see, you know, name your page, my first Power BI web page. Yay! Modern pages are so cute. We'll click the plus symbol here. And so scroll down, you'll see that there is a Power BI web part. Remember, it's still in preview, but that should, I haven't had any issues with it whatsoever. So it should be coming out of preview hopefully soon. And now we'll click on add report. We're going to go over here. We're going to paste in that URL that we just had. And we'll click off of that. Now it's going to refresh a little bit. Or not refresh, but load, I guess. There's no re, it's his first time. Hey, there's Shane's Revels. So we'll click on publish. So my page has been published. We'll hit X out of this little guy. Bammo, whammo, now my Power BI web page is here. So now I am surfacing SharePoint list data inside of SharePoint using Power BI. You know, and you still can come in here, right? I can hover, I still, there's say Jen is level 66. If I click on her, it's only gonna highlight that. Not very interesting now, but later on when you have reports, we have multiple reports on the page or multiple visualizations on the page. And so maybe clicking on Jen here would filter a different chart and only show you Jen's data. That type of scenario is all enabled, all right here within the SharePoint interface. Okay, one more thing I need to show you before we call it a day. So switch back over here to SharePoint, or SharePoint, switch back over to Power BI, but this Power BI window, there you go. So click on your My Workspaces. And so here you can see that on my workspace, I don't have any dashboards, but if I click on Reports, I have the test one that I did before I made this video, which is the exact same steps to make sure I knew what I was doing. And then the SWGOH report that we just did. Also, if you click on data sets, you'll see that it automatically created the data sets for us. And so what I need to do is I want to enable this so that SharePoint can refresh my data, right? I don't want to just load that static data. I want it to be a live connection. Or not live, but a refreshable connection. So there is a refresh option here, but what I want to do is I'll hit the ellipse here and I want to say settings. Because what I want you to see is if you go in here and look at data source credentials, you can see that mine are already saved, but normally you'd have to say do your credentials. And so you'd want to choose OAuth 2, say sign in, right? There's my Office 365 account. It has my password saved for me, good job. So then that has taken care of making it so it can use my username and password to refresh the data all the time. So you might need to create a service account for that if you don't want to use your own account. And then scheduled refresh always comes up. By default, it will not refresh your data ever. So we want to say, yes, I want to do a refresh. We'll do it daily. And we're going to do it at, it looks like 5 o'clock Eastern time. Weird time to do it, but whatever. We'll hit apply. And so then now every day at 5 o'clock Eastern, give or take 15 minutes, I believe is what somewhere in the documentation it says, they will refresh your data so that here on this page, the next time it gets loaded, you'll see new data. So whether you add list items, remove list items, all of that will take place. So pretty cool. All right, so I think that gets us to the end. Hopefully that's helped you guys with kind of that understanding of what is Power BI, how do I use it with SharePoint, what are the options available to you. I'm gonna do future videos that kind of show some more customizations, some of the other tricks I've learned along the way, but I thought this was a good one to get you started. As always, if you need anything, you can always hit me down below in the comments. Or you can hit me up, you know, consulting work through Bold Zebras on Twitter at Shane's Cows. And then also remember to subscribe over here because that always helps me out. So, all right. Hey, thanks. Have a great day. Me again. Hey, just a reminder, if you want to subscribe, click on my face over here. Or if you want to work together or just need a friend, hit me up over here. Or if really what you wanted was more PowerShell videos, it's probably it. They are over here. All right. Thanks. See ya. Somebody stop the recording.